Good evening, Boo Buddies. It's day 20 of Napod Pomo, and for those of you that haven't been listening since the very start, Napod Pomo is the National Podcast Posting Month, which is why I'm doing a Boo every single day in the month of November. I don't normally talk quite this much, or rant quite this much. Anyway, today I would like to talk about radiation. And yet more anti-science sentiment. The word radiation has become a pejorative, which is being used to frighten the public in all sorts of different ways, and never has this been more obvious and blatant than in an article I saw today on ReadWriteCloud or ReadWriteWeb.com. It's a page that says, "Wi-Fi makes our trees sick." And this goes back to, the many studies we've seen where people have been talking about radiation from their mobile phones giving people headaches and making people sterile and doing all sorts of nasty things to our bodies. Now, let me just read briefly from this story about Wi-Fi and trees. It says, "Data centers hum day and night. More often than ever before, we connect to these cloud environments through Wi-Fi networks." According to a study translated from Dutch using Google Translate, so that's bound to be accurate, trees in urban areas of the Netherlands showed an increasing number of damage. That is actually how it's written, clearly not in English, such as cracks, bumps, discoloration, and various forms of tissue damage. The research by Wageningen, University, was commissioned by officials from Alphen aan den Rijn, no idea, a city in the western region of the Netherlands. They asked for the research after discovering that trees that did not appear healthy. Further, these trees could not be identified as suffering from a virus or bacterial infection. Well, it must be the Wi-Fi then. Anyway, going on. According to PC World, further studies showed that the disease had similarities affecting trees throughout the Western Hemisphere. Trees in urban areas appear most often affected. The study found that 70% of all trees in urban areas show the symptoms, compared to 10% 5 years ago. Skipping down. Wireless LAN networks and mobile phone networks may only be partly to blame. Ultrafine particle emissions from cars and trucks may also be responsible. The study exposed 20 ash trees to various radiation sources for a period of 3 months. Trees placed closest to the Wi-Fi radio demonstrated a lead-like shine on their leaves, which was caused by the dying of the upper and lower epidermis of the leaves. This would eventually result in the death of parts of the leaves. The study also found that Wi-Fi radiation could inhibit the growth of corn cobs. Let's just get past the fact that there's nothing scientific about this particular article here. There is no evidence in this article, and we would need to look at the study to see whether or not that was actually scientifically done. But what bothers me is the use of the word radiation. Radiation, in most people's mind, equates to something being radioactive, which is not the same thing. Radioactive means sort of alpha particles or gamma waves, actual nuclear radiation, which can actually hurt you. Radiation in this context is just magnetic radiation. And by the way, light is just magnetic radiation. Magnetic radiation can be all sorts of different things. It's just wiggling magnetic particles in the atmosphere. There's no radiation in the traditional nuclear radiation sense here. And so I find it immensely frustrating that the word radiation is constantly used as a pejorative to make us think that this thing is frightening. We've been listening to the radio for decades, maybe centuries, and there's no evidence that radio is hurting anybody. This is just radio on a different frequency, just as light is radio on a different frequency. Amazingly, we've been studying sunlight for millennia. And that's not hurting as well. I mean, unless you stay out in bright sunlight, it can burn you. But, you get the idea. It's not, there's nothing magical here. And to try and vilify modern technology constantly, when you see that word radiation, probably somebody is trying to vilify something. It's a misuse of the word that is just intended to frighten people. And whenever I hear somebody using these words, it makes me very suspicious of the motives of the story. And that makes me very suspicious of the study and whether or not it was actually done scientifically. So I can't say whether or not this is true or false. I would need to look at the study. But it does appear to be a bashing attempt on Wi-Fi. So catch you later, boobies. Bye-bye.